Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director of HCM Cloud Development and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. Today, Rachel Quantz, Oracle Senior Principal Product Advisor in the HCM Cloud Development Organization, has joined us on the show. Rachel's been on the show many times before and is a veteran guest here, so welcome back. She's been with Oracle for a total of 13 years, and in that time has worked within the Oracle support and consulting organizations, where she supported and worked on a wide variety of HCM and payroll implementations in the public and private sectors. In her current role, Rachel is a member of the EMEA HCM Cloud Development Center of Excellence organization and is responsible for helping Oracle's strategic customers and partners with their HCM Cloud implementations. Welcome back, Rachel, and thank you for taking time to be here with us today.
Thanks, Frank. It's great to be back.
So on the show today, we're going to talk about the move from Payroll Batch Loader to HCM Data Loader. So, Rachel, on a previous show, you talked about the move from FBL to HDL. And today, you're here to talk about the move from PBL to HDL. So can you give our listeners some background about that move?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I've been on the show before, and I've discussed how HCM Data Loader, HDL, is the recommended mechanism for moving and synchronizing large volumes of data between systems. And as you say, we've been on the show before and discussed FBL and helped customers migrate to HDL. Now it's the turn of the PBL customers. So today we're discussing how payroll batch loader customers can move across to HDL.
Excellent. So what are the timelines for this migration?
Okay, so for existing customers, those customers using PBL today, the final release of PBL is currently planned as 20C. For new customers, and by new customers I mean customers whose environments have been provisioned on 19C and later, they'll not have access to PBL. So PBL is already disabled on those environments, and HDL will be the only method for bulk loading payroll business objects into HCM Cloud. A majority of payroll objects are already available in HDL, and any of the missing objects will be available in the coming releases. Existing customers can continue to use PBL for loading all payroll data, with the exception of US tax withholding cards, which were disabled in PBL back in 18C.
All right. Do you have some advice for those existing customers that need to migrate from PBL to HDL? Like, what approach would you recommend for them to take?
Sure. There's sort of a number of approaches customers can take to loading payroll data moving forward. Obviously, they can update any incoming files that they have into an HDL format and use HDL to load, so no transformation would be required. They could also consider using HSDL, HCM Spreadsheet Data Loader, and they can create their own user-defined spreadsheet templates in the format that they require and use HSDL to load the data. They could also leave the incoming files as they are in a PBL format, for example, and convert them into an HDL format using the HDL transformation formula. Now, we would probably recommend, where possible, customers convert files to an HDL format, because obviously less complexity the better. But in cases where the file formats are determined by third parties, or you know those integrations have been written in a particular way that it's hard to change the file format, then customers can use this HDL transformation formula to convert those files into an HDL format for loading.
All right, great. So you just mentioned the HCM Spreadsheet Data Loader. Can you talk a little bit about when PBL customers should use HSDL as opposed to HDL?
HCM Spreadsheet Data Loader, HSDL, should be used when the PBL spreadsheets were used previously. So for bulk loading smaller volumes of data from a spreadsheet. HDL should be used for volume loading, so when there's more than, say, a few hundred records. HDL is for data migration and ongoing data maintenance. So it works at an elevated user level, meaning that there's no data-driven or object-level security applied. So HDL is targeted as sort of an integration specialist role rather than a business user. HCM Spreadsheet Data Loader, HSDL, is used to bulk load small volumes of data from a spreadsheet. It offers ease of use and flexibility. You can configure your own spreadsheet templates to suit your business needs. And HDL is available to the business user. A point to mention is that the application security is implemented on an object-by-object basis. When an object's data security isn't yet available, then the spreadsheet templates will be restricted to use by the integration specialist only.
All right, that's a good note there. Thank you. So can HDL also support CSV-based input files?
Yes. So in the HDL, the default is a pipe delimiter, because it's obviously rare to find that value in data. However, the user can override that delimiter and choose whatever value they like, so a comma could be used instead.
Okay, and are there other PBL features that are available in HDL?
Yeah, so I mentioned this transformation formula earlier, and it's probably worth going into a little more detail on that. With PBL, data can be loaded as a flat file through a spreadsheet. File content may be in a format defined by the given PBL task that's being used to load, or the data may be in any format and being converted by the PBL transformation formula into the format that's required by the PBL task. So, for example, the file could be, again, produced by a third party in a particular format, and the PBL transformation formula is converting it into the PBL load. The HDL transformation formula meets this same requirement. Flat files can be converted into an HDL file format and can be invoked from the payroll flow in the same way PBL can.
Okay, great. So does HDL also support rollback, the rollback of whatever was loaded?
Rollback as a feature is supported for element entry. When we talk about objects such as balance initialization, balance adjustment, the data is loaded and then a process is run in order to process that data into the application. It's that process that has the rollback functionality available for those type of objects. I'll also mention that a zap is supported, which deletes the whole object itself.
Okay, thank you. So what do you recommend our customers plan to do next regarding the migration from PBL to HDL?
Okay, so existing customers should start planning their move to HDL in the next year. They can start by reviewing their current PBL usage and thinking about what approach they might take for the different data sources they have. The MOS note that we'll mention at the end of the show is going to be the primary place to watch for information as we publish it. And again, customers should look out for other Customer Connect sessions and no doubt, hopefully, more Talk Radio sessions.
Definitely. Well, Rachel, thank you very much for coming back on HCM Cloud Talk Radio to share the update on the move from PBL to HDL with our listeners. So I hope that you'll come back again. I don't know what time this will be, maybe fifth time, I don't know, to share more updates and to talk about other important information on Oracle's HCM Cloud that our customers need to know. So thank you.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to learn more about the move from Payroll Batch Loader to HCM Data Loader, which we discussed today, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the document titled Transitioning from Payroll Batch Loader to HCM Data Loader Overview, which is doc ID 255-715-6.1. And if you have any questions about the show today, please let us know by sending an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. You can also send comments or ideas and suggestions for topics you'd like to hear on a future show to the same email address. And we love hearing from our listeners, so please don't hesitate to drop us a note. Thank you for your interest on the move from Payroll Batch Loader to HCM Data Loader. As always, we hope you found the content we provided on the show today helpful and relevant to your HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Cowell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.